presenting Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
CX-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower, back to CX-4. Wind southeast, ceiling 1200. All clear.
Okay, this is Hop Harrigan coming in. Yes, it's America's ace of the airways. Coming in for another transcribed episode in the adventures of Hop Harrigan.
Gang, probably one of the most spectacular air units of the past war was the airborne group. The parachute trooper caught everyone's imagination and still does, because it's always thrilling no matter how many times we see a man jump from a plane. And it always will be that way for most of us, for it's quite a trick to step out of a plane into nothing but air and make it safely to the ground. As you all know, the first real use of paratroopers was during the last war. This was something new in warfare, and by the end of the war, the use and possible further uses of airborne fighting units was developing rapidly. Some military experts have said the paratrooper will be one of the few weapons of World War II to carry over into any possible future war. But the British General Staff says that the parachute will be obsolete in airborne operations within 7 years. American authorities are not quite so definite in setting a time, but they indicate that many high-ranking air officials believe the individual paratrooper may soon be as old-fashioned as the crossbow. New developments are coming into being every day, and one of them might very well render the lone paratrooper obsolete in quick order. You may have heard of the ribbon parachute invented by the Germans. Well, not long ago, our army parachuted a Jeep and a howitzer with ribbon chutes. Well, that, of course, opens up many new possibilities. Oh, I see time's up, but I'll be back in a few minutes to tell you some of the things the airmen think might replace the paratrooper. So don't forget to listen. And now to our story. Reverberating over the night-blanketed ruins of Sochil, the hollow, booming note of the giant temple gong signals the end of another dangerous mission for Hop and Tank. But it is also the signal for the destruction of the temple itself. For as the boys and young Christopher Cross race down the outer steps, Pablo, the aged Mexican native, dying of a gunshot wound, stands at the apex of the massive stone structure sounding the death knell. Three strokes on the gong, and the vibrations will shatter the stone, causing the temple to crumble into dust and ruin. Halfway down the long flight of stairs, Hop, Tank, and Chris heard the second fatal stroke and redoubled their speed, slipping and sliding down the face of the temple, trying desperately to reach the ground in safety.
Faster! Faster! We've got to get down before he hits that gong again!
But then, with only 10 steps to go, the third and final stroke resounded through the night air. Almost immediately, the boys felt the steps tremble under their feet and fought to keep their balance as a low rumbling roar coming from deep within the temple builds to an unbearable, ear-splitting crescendo. Shattered stone and rock fall all around them, bearing the threat of instant smashing death. But the boys keep on fighting for their very lives.
We're almost on the ground. Don't stop now.
I can't stand up. The steps are shaking.
Chris, hang on to me. Watch out for the rocks. How can we? Come on, Chris, keep moving.
I'm trying.
Two more steps. Jump. Go on, Chris, jump. That's the fella.
Now run for all you're worth.
What have we been doing?
Save your breath. We're not safe yet.
I don't think I can make it.
Okay, I'll carry it.
No.
Thanks, Ben. I'll carry it. That's it.
There goes the temple cracking wide open.
Jump for Jenny.
Duck behind this pile of stones, quick.
Okay. Chris, keep your head down.
Hey, look.
Oh, my gosh. It's falling apart. The whole thing's caving in.
Watch yourself. Those flying rocks will take your head off.
There's nothing left but a big pile of stones.
And dust. Phew, look at it spreading.
Keep your mouth closed. Breathe through your nose.
It's all over. Can't believe we made it. Boy, another 2 seconds and we'd have been caught in there.
Poor Pablo.
Yes, Chris. The temple was his home. Now it's his tomb.
But why did he do it, Hub? Why did he sound the temple gong? He knew what would happen.
Sure he did. He wanted to save us from La Pantera and her men.
I still don't get it. How did it happen, anyhow? Was there some dynamite buried in the temple?
No, Tank. The vibrations of the gong caused it. Apparently, 3 strokes was enough to crack the stone and turn it into dust.
Yeah, but Pablo beat the gong before and nothing happened. Yeah,
because the trap door leading down into the small chamber was closed. Well, it's all over now, and we have the only copy of the secret.
And hang on to it, for Pete's sake.
Don't worry.
Oh, gosh.
What's the matter, Chris?
I just remembered Pepita.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh, that poor little donkey.
That's too bad.
Well, what are we going to tell that man in Valladolid? We promised we'd take care of her.
We'll have to explain what happened and pay him.
Well, how can you pay for a donkey? How are you going to figure out what she's worth?
What, dang?
Well, I feel awful bad about Pepita.
I thought you didn't like her.
I never said so, but she kind of got under your skin. You know how it is.
No, I don't. How is it?
Well, it's like... Oh, I stopped giving me the business.
I'm sorry, Tank.
She was a cute little thing. The way her ears stood up all the time, those big brown eyes.
But she caused you a lot of trouble.
Well, she couldn't understand English. That's why she never did what we wanted her to do. Gosh, sure I'm going to miss her.
Listen!
Wait, yes, it's Pepita.
Hey, Pepita, over here, girl.
What? I can't believe it. How'd she come out whole?
I'm afraid we'll never know.
Hello, Pepita. Glad to see you, old girl.
Oh, go on, Tank. Say hello.
Aw.
You were just crying about her premature death a minute ago.
Hey.
Oh, look. No. She's licking Tank's face.
Get away, old flea bag.
She wants to kiss you, Tank. Go on, let her.
I'll try you. And that goes for you, too, you moth-eating bag of bones.
His face burning with embarrassment, Tank turns and walks away as Hop and Chris, the tension and anxiety of the last hour lifted, enjoy the situation immensely. In a short time, the boys settle down to spend the rest of the night in Xochitl, and the following morning start back through the tropical forest to Valladolid. The return trip is just as difficult as the initial journey, and Hop and Chris, now without suitable equipment, sweat to break trail for Tank and his still reluctant charge, Pepita.
Use your feet, Chris. Tramp on the brush. Beat it down.
It's awful hard work now.
Come on, you stubborn mule. Pick up them hoofs and get moving. If they'll help me, I'll give you the cold way. Boop.
Hey, don't lose your temper, Tank. Remember her big brown eyes.
You're a big help, you are.
Well, she doesn't understand English, Tank. That's the trouble.
And how do you talk to her?
Try sign language.
Oh, I think you're funny, don't you? nuts to the whole bunch.
Finally, however, they reach a cleared trail, and the going is much smoother. As night falls again, they arrive at Valladolid. But before they retire, they return Pepita to her rightful owner. Tank parts with her sorrowfully.
Drop dead.
The following morning, the boys take off in the beach craft and head north to Merida, where they refuel and check the ship thoroughly for the long trip back to the United States and home. The weather is clear and calm as they take off again on the first leg of the flight over the Gulf of Mexico to Tampico.
If the weather holds like this, we should make good time.
When do we reach Lakeville?
Tonight or tomorrow morning. Depends on the wind and how long we stop to refuel.
Nuts.
But, Tank.
What's the matter?
Plenty's the matter.
Hey, why are you taking your jacket off?
I'm going to hold it out the wind of the air, that's why.
To air?
Yeah, if you must know, I smell donkey. I got Pepita all over. And the first guy that makes a wise remark gets a poke in the nose.
So the flight progresses smoothly and easily. At El Paso, Texas, they come down to refuel for the last time, and Hawk puts through a call to Lakeville to notify Gail and Aunt Agatha of their homecoming that night. Gail answers the phone, and her reaction is startling.
Glad you're coming home. There's someone here looking for you. He's been here 5 times in the last 2 days, and he's a wild man. Hop, I'm frightened. I can't handle him. Please hurry. Come home as fast as you can.
Gang, there's a surprise ahead, so stand by. At the beginning of Hop Harrigan, I was talking about paratroopers. Now, the British General Staff has made a statement to the effect that the paratrooper will be out of date within 7 years. And what will replace this very effective soldier of the sky? General Jacob Devers, commanding general of the Army Ground Forces, says that in future wars, infantry troops will be dropped not singly, as is now the case with the paratrooper, but in detachable compartments. Groups of them, with all their combat equipment, will come down as a unit in one compartment. The men who experiment with the development of new weapons and new techniques now appear to be facing away from the use of single parachutes for one man. It takes a lot of time and training to produce a paratrooper. And when they drop singly from a plane, one of the weak spots of parachuting many of them is the wide area over which they land. However, if you drop them in groups, you would have more concentrated landings. Then, too, if the men were dropped in compartments, almost any infantry soldier could be airborne. You wouldn't need a long period of special training to produce a paratrooper. This, of course, brings up a completely new concept in military tactics. It aims toward the transportation by air of whole divisions. And by that, our military leaders don't mean specially trained divisions. They intend to do it with standard divisions. Now, if a comparatively small group of World War II paratroopers could gain such quick success as they did, remember, what would happen if you used divisions or corps or armies in the same way? Well, there's a lot of serious thinking and experimenting going on right now. Our Army is testing all the newest developments, seeking the best methods to protect our country. But no matter what happens, always remember, America needs flyers! And now back to our story. Landing in El Paso, Texas, to refuel for the final lap of their return flight to Lakeville, Hop phoned ahead to notify Gale of their homecoming. Much to his surprise and consternation, their airport business partner spoke of a strange visitor to the airport and begged Hop to come home as fast as possible. Now, as the boys near Lakeville, the young pilot eases back the throttle, anticipating his approach to the landing pattern.
Check your belts going into the pattern. I'm okay.
My belt's tight.
I wonder what all the fuss is about. Did Gale tell you anything else?
No.
Maybe a new customer.
Gale wouldn't be upset about a customer.
Now, wheels and flaps, Hank.
Wheels down. Flaps 20.
Okay, hang on. Banking into the approach.
I see her, Hop. She's standing in front of the hangar.
Yeah. She's all alone. Wonder where Aunt Agatha is.
Hey, don't kid me. You're twisting your neck out of joy trying to see if the kitchen light's on.
Oh, sure. It's close to dinner time.
Stand by. Going in.
Gosh, that was a smooth landing. Wish I could do it as easy as you do, Hop.
Oh, you will. Just needs practice. And thanks for the kind words.
Hold her straight, Hop. Hold her right up on the apron. Check.
Gale, wait. Hello, Gale.
Hiya, Gale.
Okay, here we are. Set the brakes, Tank, and pile out.
Roger. Okay, let's go.
Hello, Gale.
My, you made good time.
Well, after that phone call, what did you expect?
What's it all about, anyway?
I don't know.
What do you mean, you don't know?
Exactly what I said.
Well, where's the wild man?
He's not around now, but this came less than half an hour ago. Here, Hop.
What is it?
It's a note delivered by someone I never saw before.
Not the same man?
No.
Well, read it, Hop. What in the world?
What's it say?
Tonight, Ivanov will be here.
Completely mystified by the very brief message, Hop reads and rereads the note. Tonight, Ivanov will be here. But it means absolutely nothing. Who is Ivanov? What is Ivanov? Gang, the boys are due for the surprise of their lives. And so are you, so don't fail to hear the next startling episode. Tune in and fly with Pop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. So long, Hop. We'll be seeing you same time, same mutual station. Pop Harrigan is a transcribed, copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazines.